Chapter 3. Revenge. The kitchen window was open. I climbed inside and saw that my suitcase was under the table. I picked it up to feel how heavy it was. I wasn't sure if everything was in there. Maybe the Amoses took some things out. I decided to check it after I left their home. I picked up my suitcase and put it outside. I wanted to leave quickly after I got my revenge on the Amoses. I went back into the kitchen and filled a glass with warm water. Then I went into Todd's bedroom and walked to his bed. I picked up one of Todd's hands, but he didn't wake up. One of the older boys at the home taught me a clever trick. If you put someone's hand in warm water while they're sleeping, they will wet the bed. I put Todd's hand in the water, but nothing happened. I tried a few more times, but it didn't work. Finally, I decided to just drop the water over Todd's pants. I pulled the blanket down and put all the water on Todd. For a minute, it looked like Todd was waking up, but he didn't. I walked out of Todd's bedroom and out of the Amoses' house. I picked up my suitcase after I closed the door and walked on to the street. I was free from the Amoses, but I didn't have anywhere to go. The only place I could think of was the Northside Library because I could sleep there. I also knew that Miss Hill worked there as a librarian. She was always nice to me. When I got to the library, I almost started to cry. It was closed, and I couldn't get inside. Now where could I sleep? I walked to the side of the library where there was a row of Christmas trees. After checking that nobody could see me, I sat down and opened my suitcase. I always keep a blanket in my suitcase because you never know when you might need one. I took my blanket out and looked at the other things inside my suitcase. Everything was there. The Amoses were horrible people, but they did not steal. I checked my old tobacco bag that I keep my rocks in. They were all there. Next, I looked at Mama's picture. It was the only picture of Mama in the world. In the picture, Mama was riding on a horse and she was wearing a big hat. She looked unhappy. I knew why she was sad. It was because of her father, my granddad. I had to wear that horrible hat, Mama told me. But I didn't want to. It was so dirty. Who knows how many people wore it before me? I don't know, Mama, I said. Do you think that the photographer ever washed it? Asked Mama. No, Mama, I said. Of course not, said Mama. But I had to wear it for your grandfather. I don't know why. Yes, Mama, I said. We had that conversation a lot of times. Having the same conversation with Mama again and again is one of the things I remember about her now. She had four favorite things to tell me. One of them was about the picture, and another one was about my name. Bud is your name, Mama told me. Don't allow anyone to call you Buddy. Buddy is a dog's name. Someone who isn't a true friend will call you Buddy. Your name is Bud. Do you understand? Okay, Mama, I said. Do you know what a bud is? Mama asked me this every time. I always said, "Yes, Mama," but she always told me the answer anyway. A bud is a flower that's waiting. It's waiting for the right care and love before it can open up to the world. That's what you are, a bud. "Yes, Mama," I said. The next thing Mama liked to tell me was, "Don't worry, Bud. When you're older, I have a lot of things I'll explain to you." I was more worried after that. I wrote another rule about it. Rules and Things, number 83. If an adult tells you not to worry, you should hurry up and start, because you are already late. Mama also liked to tell me, "When one door closes, another door opens." When I was younger, I thought that Mama was talking about ghosts opening doors in your house. Now I know what she meant. The door at the home closed and took me to the Amos's door. The Amos's door closed and took me to the shed. The shed door opened and took me to sleeping under a tree at the library. I was ready to open the next door. I finished looking at the other things in my suitcase, then closed it. It was time to go to sleep. I needed to get to the mission early to have breakfast tomorrow morning. They closed the door at 7 o'clock.